Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we're going to learn two Mishnayos from Perek Beis, Chapter 2 of Pirkei Avos. So this is part of a series of Mishnayos that were taught by Hillel, and I'd like to learn two Mishnayos from the middle of that series, Mishnayos Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. So Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, he being Hillel, Ein Bur Yerechet, a boor, which is the same word in English as in Hebrew, a boorish person, cannot be someone who fears sin. V'lo am ha'aretz chassid, and an ignorant person can't be pious. V'lo ha'baishan lamed, and a shy person can't learn. V'lo ha'kaptan malamed, and someone who is overly particular can't teach. V'lo kol ha'marbe b'schora machkim, and not everyone who is very involved in business activities is going to become wise. U'b'makam she'ein anashim, and in a place where there are no men, referring to leaders, hishtadol hiyos ish, you should strive to be a man, again, meaning a leader. So I'd like to go through and define what each of these different people are and why they can't accomplish what Hillel says they can't accomplish. And for that, let us turn to the Me'am Lois. And I'm just going to do it in English. There is a difference between a boor and an Amaretz. They're both ignorant, but the boor has additional problems. He has no manners. He has no good traits. Rather, he's like a wild animal. So an Amaretz might be ignorant, but a boor is ill-mannered in addition to being ignorant. The Me'am Lois compares him to a wild animal, which has no sense of ethics or morality. So, for example, if a dog sees a piece of meat on the floor, it's going to gobble it up. It doesn't care whether the meat is kosher. It doesn't care who it belongs to. So if a boor is like a wild animal, then there's nothing to stop him from sinning because he just has no moral compass. Now, an Amaretz is just unlearned. So we're told from Hillel that an Amaretz can't become pious. Since he has a moral compass, he may be able to associate with good people, and he can learn from them how to behave. So even an Amaretz can be righteous, but he can't be pious, because piety requires going beyond the letter of the law, which is something a person can't do if he doesn't actually know what the laws are. V'lo ha'baishan lamed, a shy person can't learn. V'lo ha'kapdan malamed, and an overly particular person can't teach. This is because a shy person doesn't have the temperament to challenge his teachers. So when they say something, he just accepts it. He has questions that go unasked, and therefore they go unanswered. And he may even gain some misconceptions along the way, but they're never clarified for him because he's too timid to approach his teachers with these questions. The other side of that coin is the overly particular person who can't be an effective teacher because he resents it when his students challenge him. He wants them to just accept what he says and that be the end of it. The result is that the students hesitate to ask him anything, so he's not an effective teacher. The local harmarbe b'schora machkim, and not everyone who is very involved with business will become wise. This one's fairly obvious because they're just so involved with their business that not everyone who is so engrossed is going to invest the time necessary that it takes to become wise. Moving on to Mishnah Zion, and I find this one of the most fascinating Mishnayos in all of Shas. It's an interesting story. So again, speaking of Hillel, Avhu Roa Gulgolas Achas Shetzafa al Pnei Hamayim. One time he saw a skull floating on the surface of the water. Amarla, he said to the skull, Al da Atfas Atfuch. Since you drowned others, you were drowned. Vesof Metaifayich Yatufun. And in the end, those who drowned you will themselves be drowned. For this, let us turn to the Tosfos Yontiv. Lo Amru B'derech Chiyuv Muchlat. He didn't say this as a matter of fact, that this is the way things are and this is the way they're going to be. Shahari Efshar, Shazeh Hanishtaf Lo Shatav, Vachain Hashotef Efshar Shalo Yishotef. Because it's possible that this one who drowned didn't drown anyone else, and it's also possible that one who drowned others will not himself be drowned. Ela baderech hanacha haya omer. But rather, he just said this as an assumption. Beino levein atzmo. He just said it to himself. Shekein hu kfi haseichel. Because this is a logical conclusion for him to make. Umimnei shaha meforsam machisho. Hirgil b'fiv lahashmiel l'rabim marbe basa achule. So because of the inherent contradiction in this Mishnah, he became accustomed to teach the following Mishnah. Lomar, kein kol hamidos hanuhugos ba'olam, v'sheba mida sha'adam moded v'chule. The following Mishnah teaches the manner of all things that happen in this world, and the way that a person acts determines how that person himself will be treated. So it's a similar concept here with the skull that he teaches as part of the next Mishnah. Umin hagluyos atadon lenistaros shagam hema biyosher v'tzedek elo she'ein banu koach lehaskilam v'lamod al techunasam. And from the revealed things, we can infer about the concealed things, that they also happen with uprightness and justice, only we don't have the ability to evaluate the concealed things because they're concealed. And this supports Hillel's previous statements that we learned in the preceding Mishnah about a boor and all those other people. And one more thing. It says they will be drowned in the plural. Lahashmienu sha'afilu harabim shahargu es hayachid kulan yehargu. The reason it says they will be drowned in the plural is to teach us that even if many people collectively kill a single person, all of them will be killed as justice for this act. Okay, so that's Perek Beis, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Join us again next week when we will learn some Mishnayos from Perek Gimel.